Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Yes, I've been off the air for a little bit. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington. I've been off the air probably 2 weeks. Why? Well, here's the answer. You know, this is a real show. I was diagnosed a couple of weeks ago with, drum roll, please, beep, 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 beep. Oh, that's not a drum roll. That's a horn honking. Drum roll. Throat nodules. This is my first time speaking. Now, I could speak, but it was really a strain. You could feel a strain, and I wasn't in any kind of pain. I didn't have any other symptoms. I'd had it about 5 years ago, and for people that follow my show or follow me, they know that I've been an aerobic instructor for 32 years. And I've never used a microphone. Can you believe that? Why? Because I really have a powerful voice. But with that, sometimes, just sometimes, I do strain it. And when I do, I could feel it because I do a lot of projecting, a lot of yelling, a lot of, you know, a lot of motivating, basically a lot of yelling. So I had to be quiet. So that's why I wasn't on the air for the last couple of weeks. I had to be quiet. And let me say this. It was a piece of cake for me because in 2011, I actually volunteered. I volunteered to go through a 40-day vow of silence. I don't know about you, but if you've ever tried to be quiet, and you have not tried, have you ever been quiet? And if you've ever been quiet for an extended period of time and you actually, and you wanted to be quiet, it is quite the experience. Being quiet means, what did I learn? I know I'm getting off just a little bit. What did I learn? Oof, I learned that I can communicate with people with my energy. In fact, sometimes, a lot of times my words get in the way of what I really mean and what I really want to say because we're all so different. That's one of the things that I share on the show, Reality Spirituality. We are as different as our fingerprints. And with that, that means that, you know, I might say a word that means something totally different to you. Or you might have a different perspective about the same word. Let me give you an example. Let's take the word. No, I don't even want to give you an example. You know what I'm saying. So this being quiet gives me the opportunity to communicate with energy. And also, a lot of people, it's really interesting. If I'm out, like the other day I was in the post office, and I have my writing pad with me, and I write. You know, if I need to say something, I write. And so I was assumed to be deaf, handicapped, and I got a lot of sympathy energy, which was really interesting. And I've experienced that before, but I digress. Let me get right to our guest. And this is her second time on the show. Why? Because we had such a great time talking about communicating with energy and talking about compatible energy. Pamela Cummins is one of my favorite people on the planet. And why? Just because our energy just flows together. We're just And it's there's no judgments here. There's no expectations. There's no agenda. We're just here to share. And let me read a little bit about my wonderful guest, Pamela Cummins. She is, listen to this, audience, the musical psychic. What? The musical psychic who specializes in love and relationships, personal growth, life direction, and dream interpretation. She's available for readings, coaching, and workshops. She is the host of the Love Channel show, and she's a frequent guest on numerous radio shows, just like this one. Pamela, welcome to Reality Spirituality. No. Welcome back to Reality Spirituality.
Thank you. Thank you, Rebecca, so much for having me on. It's such a pleasure to be here. Such a pleasure.
Yay,
and
yay.
Just love your energy. I really do. And, you know, just the way about talking energetically and communicating, that's how you really communicate with animals, for instance.
Yes. That is true.
They understand words, but really it's your body language or anything. It's just like if you're upset, your dog or cat's going to come over and comfort you. They just know. They read energy.
Yes, yes. Well, they do communicate with it. You know what? I know that, but it's really good to remind everyone. And I challenge all of my audience to just try that for maybe a day. Just try it. You really will learn a lot about yourself, and you'll learn a lot about people. Just try to be quiet when you're out there in the world. It's easy to be quiet at home, honey, when you're out there in the world.
That's true. Or, you know, and is it okay if I tell this little story
that
happened
to
me? Okay, this was many years ago, and I was probably about 20 years ago, and I was out on a date with this man, and we were in his car, and he's like, I want you to listen to this song. And honestly, I really didn't pay attention to the words, which is unusual for me, but what I was thinking is, isn't it nice that we can sit here in silence and be comfortable together? Because a lot of times people need to speak to fill in the void, okay? And that's what I was thinking, this is so nice. And afterwards, the song was over, and he's like, oh, my God, I hope you don't think, because I guess it was a very love song, and, you know, we didn't know each other well enough for him to, you know, speak words of love to me. And I was like, no. I was thinking how nice it was that we could sit in silence, and I felt comfortable just sitting in silence.
You know, that is a great story. And again, audience, come on now, a day of silence. And just do it when you're out in the public. And let me say something. Oof, I was actually driving yesterday. I had two people in the back seat. Weren't they sitting in the front seat? Because I have too much junk in the front seat of my car. So I said, sit in the back. I don't mind being a chauffeur. And they were just people that were going to my water class, which I basically did a lot of hand signals. But I was very quiet, and the people in the back seat wanted to talk. This being uncomfortable with silence, what you just said, is true.
And sometimes people talking so much can get on your nerves. I remember driving from North Carolina up to New Jersey, and I was with my sister, and she had one of her relatives on her husband's side in the car, and they talked almost the whole time. Now, it's like a 10, 11-hour drive. And at one point, I was like, can we just put on the radio, for God's sakes? You know, and I really wanted to tell them to be quiet, but I didn't, you know. I was like, okay, I'll learn tolerance and patience. But really, silence would have been nice for that long of a drive. Maybe because I'm more used to it, because, you know, you hear things in the silence. That's the thing about meditation. And meditation, people, can be done in many forms. You know, you can just clear your mind and be silent, or maybe say a word over and over again. But a lot of times it's better if you're just quiet and just allow whatever comes to come, because that's when you can get some really important messages.
Yes. Yes. So I have a question for you. Pamela, as Pamela Cummins, clear your mind of all thoughts? Can you do that? Because I can't do it. Can you do that?
It's very rare. It is very, very rare. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it does happen. And sometimes when it happens, I feel like I'm almost in a sleep-like state. But it's very rare. It's kind of like, I don't know if you've ever experienced this. I've experienced it twice that I really remember, where you know how they say we're all one and we're all connected because we're all God, all right?
Yeah.
That's okay. I've had it happen where I don't even know how long it was, where I was standing in the ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, and all of a sudden I just became a part of everything. And then in the woods, when I lived in New Jersey, there was this huge rock up in a park called the Torn that I loved to sit on. It was like a huge boulder, and I would climb up on it and sitting there. And all of a sudden, I was just a part of everything. And it's really hard to explain. It's because you have to feel it.
Yes.
And it doesn't last long. But to me, that is being in the silence, because you're just everywhere. It's a beautiful feeling, and I wish I could put it into words, but you just have to experience it.
Well, that's one of the things I talk. We're going to get to the callers in a minute, but that's one of the things I talked about before in the beginning of the show. We've all experienced these moments. I call them moments of being connected to the universe, moments of being connected to that energy that creates worlds, and we've all experienced it. We all can remember it. Listen, talk about goals. What are my goals? My goal is to have more of those moments, more of those moments in my life, more of those moments. I'd like to have a moment like I actually have a lot more of them, and they come on when I least expect them. But, yeah I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, it's funny. It's kind of like and I was single for many years, so I can really relate to singles, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you're looking for love and the one, okay, it just seems to elude you. When you're not even thinking about it, boom, that's when you meet somebody. And it's kind of the same thing with intuition, because if I sit there and I'm thinking, I've learned because I've been doing it for so long, but in the beginning, you know, I couldn't make it come. And it's the same thing with those moments. You can't make it come. It's like looking for your keys, and you're in a hurry, you can't find your keys, you're looking all over, and finally you're like, forget it, I'm going to be late, and you let go and you surrender, and then the keys were there the whole time, right on your coffee table.
Well, you see, now you're bringing up some more great points, and that is, that is the to surrender. To surrender to it all, to surrender to throat nodules, to surrender to your life, to surrender whether you have somebody or you don't have somebody. So to surrender with every moment and accept every moment. And when you really, let me say me, because I can't speak for anybody else. When I really got this surrendering thing and just gave up, I mean, Pamela, listen, I've totally given up. I've given up on everything. I've given up on wanting anything. I've given up on trying to get anything. I've given up, which means whatever you want for me, universe, is exactly what I want for me also. So whatever, okay, that's my favorite word, whatever.
Yeah, and you know, and I have to admit, there are sometimes, you know, I'm human. I want what I want, and I want it now.
How does that work out for you, honey?
Oh, most of the times it doesn't. It doesn't. And, you know, and it's not all the time, because I've learned, you know, okay, the same thing. I'm going to turn my life over to you, God, because you know best, okay?
Right. Okay.
I mean, I do believe there are certain points where you can manifest things, okay?
Yeah.
Like manifest, you know, more love or whatever. That I do, but I think there's a balance, because I've learned I don't need a lot of things, okay? I don't need fancy, expensive clothes. You know,
right.
I'm comfortable with, and I don't need tons of clothes. I don't need a lot. I have a car, and that makes life easier, okay? But I don't need that because I work from home, you know? But when I want to go to the grocery store or take my cats to the vet, it's very handy to have. But I could work around it if I had to, you know? And that's, you know, the wants. The wants are what make me unhappy.
Yes. Yes, the wants, exactly. And when I say I don't do anything, what I really do right these days, it's so interesting because I've never used to be like this. I just do what I'm inspired to do. And if I'm inspired to do nothing, that's what I do. If I'm inspired to write, that's what I do. If I'm inspired to have a radio, whatever it is, I wait for the inspiration to come. And I know when I'm pushing and I know when I'm just letting it flow in.
Right. You're staying in the moment, basically. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having goals and making plans. But
right.
I've learned for me in my business, and I learned this many years ago when I was a massage therapist, okay? And I had just started self-employment. And it was very scary, okay? And what I had to pay some bills, and I had a bunch of clients set up. And I, you know, and I figured it out, and I was like, I'm going to make this much money, and I can pay these bills. And that's what I thought. And then within the day, every single one of those clients canceled. I was like, oh my God, you know, and I panicked. And what I learned from that experience is just trust God. The bills will get paid. You'll be taken care of. Don't think of clients as ways to pay bills.
Ooh, good one.
Yeah. Yeah. It you know, I learned early on, and the same thing with business. If I feel inspired, okay, let me contact this person. But if I try and push things, and that's the way we are taught in the U.S. You make a business plan, you do this, you do that, and then you get this. And for me, it never worked that way. I basically had to kind of let go and allow it to come. When I try and do a certain thing, it doesn't work.
Well, you brought up another great concept, and after this, we're going right to our callers, and that a way to be is to trust, just trust. I mean, really trust with no doubt. And if you want any evidence, audience, look at, you know, for me, look at my life, and everything has fallen in place, whether or not it hasn't fallen in place the way I wanted it to. But trusting and surrendering is high on my list.
Right.
Oof. Good intro. What a great intro. Okay, we have a ton of callers, and I'm going to go to callers that, you know, first come, first serve.
Right. Oh, no, I agree.
Yes.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah, so the person that's been waiting, gee whiz, over 33 minutes, even called in before I opened the show.
God bless.
And it's a familiar area code, which is Nevada. My mother lives in Nevada. Area code 702. You are live on Reality Spirituality with Pamela and Rebecca. Good morning. Welcome. What's your
first
name?
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Hi, my name is Craig. Thank you.
Your name is what?
Craig.
Craig. Okay, sorry, Craig. I was talking. Okay, Craig. Pamela.
Hi, Craig. Do you have, like, a question or anything?
Yes, I just want to know how this fall is going to go, this fall season is going to go for me, a random reading.
Okay. What I'm getting is a thumbs up, thumbs on. Up, okay, and it's really weird. I'm just going to tell you what I got, okay? First of all, I saw you, like, opening up a book and reading, and then I heard the song lyric. I get song lyrics a lot, okay, and I heard it don't mean nothing. It don't mean nothing till you sign it on the dotted line. So it feels like something's going to come up where you need to sign a contract, okay? And I'm getting, obviously, if you're reading, to scrutinize it. I hope that makes sense to you. Okay. The next thing I'm hearing is by the OJs, money, 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 money. So it does feel like more, you know, prosperity is coming to you. Okay. And I'm assuming that you're into women, okay, because I'm seeing you mm-hmm. slow dancing with a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does mm-hmm. that make sense to you, Craig?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I'm seeing. So it feels like it's going to be good. It just feels like it's going to be really good. So, and they're saying to have a positive attitude. And it's really funny because I'm not sure if they're reinforcing the message or whatever, but what I saw was somebody sitting, you know, in a yoga position, cross-legged with their thumbs and their index finger together. I forget what that's called, and they're going, So, you know, take moments of meditation, moments of silence and relaxation, okay? It just feels like everything is going good, and I'm also getting you sweeping, so it feels like you have cleaned out a lot of stuff and you're continuing to clean out stuff. And by stuff, I want to say body, mind, spirit, and physical stuff, okay? So I hope that makes sense. I hope that makes sense. Good.
Wow, good job. Thank you so much, Craig, for calling. Thank you. How did that feel to you? That feel like a fit?
It feels great.
Yay,
yes. My fall season.
Yes, good. Keep listening, Craig. Keep listening. Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, and thank you so much for getting up so early because I'm on the East Coast. I know it's early over there. He was up at the crack of dawn.
Listen, you know, it's so funny. After you have children, Pamela, and I had one 29 years ago, you just get up early for the rest of your life. This is not early. 7:30 is late for me.
That's funny. That's funny because, you know, my honey, Chris, he gets up every day at 6 o'clock. So if he sleeps to 8:30, that is so late. And to me, 6 o'clock is, like, too early.
All as different as our fingerprints.
Exactly. I like that. Yes, we are.
Okay, so here we go to caller of the, okay, this is area code 360. What is your first name? You are live on Reality Spirituality with Rebecca and Pamela. Good morning. Welcome.
Hi, good morning.
What is your name? Lori. Lori, hi Lori.
Yeah, I'm calling from Washington State.
No. What's your question?
Well, I'm wondering if you have any clues about where I might be living next. I looked at an apartment yesterday, but it seemed really small, and I don't know if it would.
Okay, I'm getting that you're going to move, and I heard it's either December or September, okay? You know, it's the ember is what I'm getting, so it feels soon. And the other thing I saw, and I forget what it's called, I think it's like one of those pencils, it's like a compass that you use to make a shape where the metal part sticks in the paper, and there's a pencil on the outer side, and there's a circle. Okay,
yeah.
I don't know what that's called. I'm seeing that. And it feels like it's going to be close to the same area that you're at. Are you on the edge of the state by any chance? Or
I don't know if I'm on the edge of the state, but I'm in too small of a town, 30 minutes from the town I was living in, and I want to.
Okay, all right. Yeah, okay, what they wanted me. But again, it feels like a large circle. You know, and with that, I am getting an old song lyric, go where you want to go, be who you want to be. So basically, go where you want to go. But you are definitely moving. I feel like I feel someone pushing you off of a cliff, so to speak. And it's kind of interesting because that's the image I'm getting. And I want to say it's like your guides or angels. And what's interesting to me is that is the first card in the tarot. They call it the Fool. But it's not, you're not a fool, you're beginning a journey. So by fool, they mean it's naive. And it feels like you're going to go, I'm hearing the song lyric, I'm on my way home, sweet home. So it feels like you're going to a better place, okay? And maybe you are going back to the area where you were from, because, again, it just feels like a much better place. And I'm seeing people around you, okay? So it feels like it will be in an area where, you know, I want to say friendly, loving people will be around you, okay? So don't worry. Don't worry. The other thing, I love when they give me this image. Somebody walking into a home, okay, and this can be for if you're moving or whatever, but so many things. You're walking into a home, and you know when you look around for a place and you find the right place and you walk in, you're like, yeah, this feels good. This feels right. I can live here, you know, or sometimes it's this is it. This is the perfect place for me. That's the place where you're moving next to. That's how it's going to feel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Just stay positive, okay? And, you know, I'm seeing somebody on a blackboard, like a green, it's actually a green board, taking an eraser. So when those thoughts and feelings of doubt and fear come up, erase it. And, you know, I don't know if you believe in God or power greater than yourself or Jesus. Just say, you know, I trust you. Take care of me. I trust you. Take care of me. You know?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That will help. So, Rebecca, do you have anything to add?
Yes. You know what's funny? I do. How did you know I had something? Yes.
I
well,
felt
you
just, it.
I get, of course. I do have something else. I just feel your energy is really, 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 really serious and really heavy. And Pamela said the word that I wanted to share with you, and that word is trust. You know, just trust. And also, not only trust, but rely on your intuition and know that everything that's happening to you, everything that's happening to you is in perfect order, and trust and relax. Relax and trust. All of this stuff, where are you going to live, where you're not going to live, where you have a job, not going to have a job, person in your life, no, it's not that serious, folks. It's really not. Start having some fun, lighten up, relax, and trust. I know it's easy for me to say that, but just ask the universe, you know what, universe, you know, can you help me with just trusting a little bit more? Can you help me with relaxing with life a little bit more? Can you help me with just knowing that everything's in order? And it's just as simple as that. Just ask. Ask for help, and you'll get it.
Okay.
Right. And I want to add that, you know, I've moved many times. I know not knowing where you're going to live. I've been there, okay?
Yeah.
I went from north to the south, and believe me, it's a totally different environment. And it's, you know, when you're going through it, it is like your root chakra, you're being uplifted and stuff. But know that God always takes care of you. Every time,
yeah.
I've always found a place to live. In fact, a lot of times it was like I knew where I was going to live, and then I had to wait 2 or 3 weeks or a month. Oh, God, now I have to wait and prepare. You know, sometimes that's just, you know, so I know it's not necessarily the best place to be. It's almost like, you know, after surgery and you're healing, okay? It's
yeah.
the process. But enjoy the process. And know I don't feel you're going to be homeless or anything.
Okay.
It's just the not knowing. And sometimes the not knowing is the best place to be.
Ooh, and let me throw something else in, because this is really, really, really important. Be okay with uncertainty.
Mm.
Be okay with uncertainty. You know, it's just being okay with it. I don't know about you, but I was never taught, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's I wasn't okay with that. But being okay with uncertainty is just another way of trusting.
Okay.
Because let's face it, the planet could blow up tomorrow, and then everything that everyone's worried about at this moment doesn't matter. You know,
thank
a plane
you.
Could land on your house, or you could get into an accident, or, you know, we could be invaded by aliens. I mean, anything can happen.
That's right.
So let's enjoy the moment.
Yep. Yep. How does that feel? You feel like you had a little energy shift here.
Yeah, I felt it too.
Yeah, there you go with the little. There you go with the little chuckle. Yes, an energy shift was perfect. Was needed. Yes.
Yeah.
Really? Another chuckle. Yay. Good. Okay, so, you know, call anytime. And I have the show every Saturday and Sunday a.m. at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Call anytime. Okay, sweetie?
Oh, great. Thank you.
Yeah, call anytime. I'm here. I got my voice back. Mah.
Oh, we're in trouble.
Yeah, everybody's in trouble now. Listen, a lot of people didn't want me to start talking again. Trust me on that. Okay, thank you so much, Paul. Keep listening.
Okay.
Ooh, what a good call.
And Rebecca, I'm sure there are a lot more people who wanted you to start talking, so, you know?
Yeah. You know, it's just, listen, come on. I'm good with whatever anybody else wants. And whatever the universe wanted, they wanted to be quiet, so there I was. Okay, we're going to our next caller, area code 313. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. You're on live with Pamela and Rebecca.
Hello.
Hi, what's your first name?
Sherelle.
What's up, Sherelle? What's your question?
I wonder, where do you pick up a guy about Sam about me? Please and thank you.
About, I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
A guy named Sam about me. How does he feel about me? Please and thank you.
Oh, and you're welcome. Well, I'm hearing getting to know you, okay? And I do feel he's checking you out because I see him with a pair of binoculars watching you. And I don't mean creepy like stalking you, okay? I don't mean like that, you know? And
you
it's
know,
really funny. I'm hearing a song, I'm a Girl Watcher. God, what's that from, like the 50s or the 60s? I'm a Girl Watcher. and so he is, you know, it just feels like it's starting, it's like it's spring, you know? Okay, now I'm seeing something really cute in my mind. I forget what it is. It's a cartoon from, I don't even know what cartoon, but it's talking about the spring and the love, and it shows all the different animals, skunks and chipmunks and deer, and, you know, you get the idea. That's what I'm seeing. So it does feel like it is the beginning of love, and I'm hearing a song that I hear quite often. I think it's by The Doors. Take it easy, baby. Take it as it comes, you know. And now they're showing me a red carpet. Just allow it to unfold. And I am seeing a couple walking. So it just feels like you've just begun. Enjoy it and get to know each other, okay?
I'm trying to because we don't see, we don't communicate, and he's with someone else, but we just friends. And it's just like he ignored me all the time, and I don't know what. That's why I asked, like, how does he feel about me? Because it's nothing. I feel like it's nothing there.
No,
I don't know.
I see him watching you, okay? That's, again, with the binoculars. So he is checking you out. He is checking you out. And that's really, you know, for all I know.
And we haven't been out. I'm sorry to interrupt. We haven't been out since last summer. That's how long we haven't been on a date, went to the movies, out to eat since last summer. That's how it just been sort of like, well, there's nothing there. I mean, you know.
Well, but the interesting thing is how I got the spring, which the spring, quite honestly, is a long way off. I mean, we're still in summer. So it's interesting how the spring came up. So it might not be until the spring. See, what people don't understand is that on the planet Earth, we're trapped in space and time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah.
You know, out in the heavens, in, you know, where the angels and the guides hang out, there is no such thing as space and time. So when, you know, I remember telling a woman that I didn't see her meeting anyone until 6 months, and she freaked out. 6 months? 6 months? And she had just broken up with somebody, okay? That's so long. And I'm really, like, thinking, my God, that's, you know, as you get older, you realize 6 months really is
not that long.
Right.
It's
and in spirit time, it's like blink your eyes. I mean, it's just so... There is no time, so that's why a lot of times people are like, it's like a four-letter word to me. When's it going to happen? When? And, you know, and I'm like, well, I'm getting this. And, you know, sometimes it's soon, sometimes it's this weekend, sometimes, but they can't.
I'll be flying by so quick.
Yeah, exactly. But it's funny because some people are like, they want me to say, Friday night, 6 p.m., have your phone ready. It doesn't work that way, you know, because there is no such thing as time and space, you know. In the, I want to say home because really we're just on this earth temporarily, so rarely, but home, you know, in the real world, in the spiritual world, there is no such thing as time and space. So very, you know, obviously a lot of times we need to go through things to get to where we need to be in the future.
Because I was shocked. He was like, what? He's watching me. I didn't know. I thought he really wasn't interested. And, you know, text me, you know, call me. We don't go out. And I was just like, what? Him? Out of all people? I thought he was going to say something like, oh, no, he's not interested in me. He don't seem like
it. Well, if he's watching you with binoculars, you know, yes. You know.
Terrell.
Yes, honey.
Yeah,
yes.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you for the call.
Away.
We have a lot of people. Thank you for the call, sweetie. Hold
thank
on.
You
can listen to the rest of the show. Oof, we're trying to get through these calls, Pamela. You know, I want to get everybody in.
We'll do that.
What?
I was going on and on, so I just...
No, that's okay. Okay, here we go to area code 780, and I'm going to be a psychic and say, oh, I know this person's name is Jay. Welcome, Jay. You're on live.
The psychic, you are pretty good.
Oh, you know him. I think I remember him, actually. Did you call the last time I was on?
Yes, I did. I had a very good memory. Thank you.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, because he has, you know, because he has sweet energy.
Oh, well, that's what it was.
Yeah.
That's right. Jay. What's up, Jay? What do you want? What's up? You have a question, a specific question?
Yeah, I just wondered, the music that you're getting for my drum making classes, that's a good one.
Yeah,
it's not a love question.
Yeah, no, that's okay because I'm hearing bang, bang, bang. Oh, they're so funny. Do you know that song? And it's funny because this song came up yesterday, you know, with me hanging out with my honey. I don't want to work. I don't want to work.
Oh,
I want to bang
on
these drums all day.
Oh,
that's what I'm getting. That's so fun. Is it the Beatles? Okay,
yeah.
But, you know, and it's like a really up song, and that's what I'm getting. But it feels like it's a really good thing. It feels very energetic. And, you know, I've been to drum circles. I've also been to full moon circles where it was just women, you know, and when the drumming comes, oh, man, it's so much fun, and the energy is outrageous. And that's what I'm really getting is the energy and people around you doing it, you know. So, yes, do it. My guides are saying it's good for your soul. You know,
yes,
and it's cool because it's very grounding, but at the same time, it's very spiritual. So I don't know if you know the chakras, the seven chakras, but it just feels like, you know, and this is cool because I never thought of it this way, is it keeps your chakras in alignment. That's what it feels like. Which is really good. So you're in alignment. If people don't know what the chakras are, I'll just say really quickly, it keeps your spiritual and your physical self balanced, which is really important because most of the times we're not completely balanced or we wouldn't be on this planet. if we were completely balanced all the time, we wouldn't need to be here because what lessons would we need to learn?
That's right.
Yeah. So,
I never thought about it like that. Well, I definitely know there's lessons to learn, but I never thought about it like that, and you're absolutely right.
Right. Well, because you could go and have your chakras balanced, all right, go to a healer, have your chakra balanced, get in the car, and then some jerk, you know, cuts you off, you know, goes through a red light, and your chakra's going to get out of alignment, at least one when that happens.
I get what you're saying, but that's reality spirituality. That's one of the things. That's one of the things that I teach. That nothing external can either bring me up or bring me down. All my crap is always inside of me. Whatever's going on that looks like it's because of someone else, it's really what's inside of me
that I'm working on. Split second when you have to slam on the brakes so you don't hit into somebody else, you know, it's scary.
It is scary. It is scary. And actually, that happened. That happened to me probably maybe 6 months. No, it's longer than that because I have it in my book. And I was driving. Not only did I have to slam on the brakes, this person tried to cut me off on purpose. On purpose. And I was driving, and I was just like, I was, first of all, I had great reflexes and, you know, slammed on the brakes. I was almost going into the curb. And I followed this guy, and I followed this guy. I got right up to him, and guess what I did, Pamela? Guess what I did?
Blew him a kiss?
I put my hands in the prayer position, and I said, I love you.
Good for you.
Now, that was crazy, but it's because that's where I was at that time. But it's never about the other person. It's how can I react? How do I react? But I'm getting off into me, and we wanted to go back to JJ. Any other questions? Because I could talk about.
No, that's it. That, thanks so much.
Okay, good.
Right.
Woo.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Thank you. And if you're not working today, enjoy your day off.
Yay, that's right. Today is a day, and hopefully everyone has tomorrow off, too. Well, who knows who has tomorrow off, but here we go. Area code 716. Area code 716, you are live on Reality Spirituality with Pamela. And what is your first name?
My first name is Mikhail.
Oh, hi, Mikhail.
Hi. I always love Pamela's song references, and I always get so much out of them, so I just wondered if she had any song references.
Okay, hold on. It cracks me up when people ask me that. Okay, it's weird. I'm getting two songs. First of all, I'm hearing Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone, and then I heard Sunrise, Sunset. You know, it's from Fiddler on the Roof. Okay, Sunrise.
Yeah.
Sunset. I love that. Now I'm hearing it's going to be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. For some reason, the sun is really coming out for you, okay? So, you know, when I think of sun, I think of, you know, joy, because that's the sun card in the tarot deck is sun, but it's also happiness and stuff. Again, I'm hearing it's going to be bright, bright, sunshiny day. So if it's cloudy there, you know, just think sunny thoughts.
I can do that.
Okay.
Yay. Oh, I love that.
Song?
What a great question. What are my songs? I love that question. Thank you so much for calling in. Okay, we're moving on to area code 614. You are live on Reality Spirituality with Pamela and Rebecca. What is your first name?
Jamaica.
Hi,
Jamie. Welcome.
How you doing? I have a question about a guy who called me up recently. He seems like he's interested. And the weird thing about it is I've known him and his wife for 10 years, but she died, and I guess it was like the first person he called was me or something, and I was wondering what you got on that.
Okay, it was weird. Before you said anything, I got that it's really important for you to be balanced and focused on this, okay? And the reason is, do you remember those things? I don't know what they're called. They're like, it's like a bunch of metal balls on a string, and you hit one, and it goes back and forth.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because I'm getting that, and it feels like he is a little off balanced right now, okay? Mm-hmm. That's what it feels like. All right, I'm just getting to be very cautious when it comes to this, all right? It feels like he needs to be balanced. I'm not getting, like, I don't feel like he's going to hurt you or anything like that. It just feels like it's a little off, okay? So they're showing me, like it's a wrap, almost like a long wrap kind of veil thing, and you take it and you wrap yourself. So when you have dealings with him, just be protective and be aware. I'm not really sure why, but it might be because he's a little off right now.
Well, okay. I figured, of course we weren't going to, like, rush because that happened, but I was just a little shocked when he asked me out.
Yeah.
Then he called and said he wanted to meet again, and I was like, just wow.
Yeah, again, it's just, he just feels a little off to me. Okay, and I'm not seeing a stop sign. I'm not getting stay away. I'm just getting, you know, cautious and just make sure you stay balanced and focused. They're so funny. I heard, don't go into La La Land. Okay, and that's something that I have in one of my books. You know, it's something that I call La La Land when, you know, when you first meet somebody and every La La La, everything's so
nice.
Beautiful. And I'm getting, no, you need to really see this clearly. Okay, that's how it's being shown to me. I'm not getting, you know, if this is the one or anything. They're not really giving me much information except for in the moment. Okay.
Yeah, because there was another guy who he proposed like a long time ago, but he went to Canada, and I don't think he's coming back. And so I was thinking maybe I should move on with that one right there. But
they actually said to stay single for a while.
Stay single, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting, to stay single for a while, okay? And I'm hearing, like, really funny because we just talked about it, like a car that slams on the brakes, okay? So I feel like love will come out of nowhere. So stay single for a while.
Yeah, yeah. I'm feeling that, too, that, you know, this, it's like, I don't want to use that word, but, yeah, no desperation, honey. I'm going to use it. No desperation. And especially you have intuition, and you know this guy isn't a real fit. She said something, Pamela said something about, you know, slamming on the brakes, be cautious, something's a little off balance. I'm telling you, go the other way. I mean, come on. And you can feel it. See, trust your intuition. Trust your intuition, and you can feel it. And be okay with being by yourself for a minute. Be okay with being by yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay?
Because there are some good things about being single, too. There were, you know, there are.
Right. Yeah, yeah, and feel free to call any Saturday or Sunday, 7 a.m., you know, ask questions. But yeah, I'm just saying, be, you know, it's sometimes, well, I'm just going to say myself, I remember being in a time where I was not okay being alone. I was not okay without being in a relationship. And boy, oh boy, did I pick one loser after another. But you know what, I'm not even going to say pick a loser after another. I picked exactly what I needed. Exactly what I needed to get to a point where I was going to be okay being by myself.
Yes. Yeah, I've been there, done that. I understand completely. You know, that's why I said there are some good things about being, you know, single. And it's funny, I'm hearing the song lyric, if loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. But honestly, in some cases, you're better off being right with being single, okay? Because you know, just to be with someone, to be not be alone, a lot of times those relationships aren't good. And it's better to be whole within yourself because you're going to attract somebody who's whole within themselves, and then it's a much better relationship.
Well, Pamela, you just put it so nicely. I mean, I'm just like, I got my you know, my hammer out, and you're just so wonderful with the information. That's why I love having you on the show, because we're a great balance, don't you think?
Thank you. Yeah. Well, you know,
okay.
Go ahead. And I just want to add that many years ago when, you know, I was in a psychic development class to fine-tune my abilities, somebody asked me something, and I said, I'm getting this fat lady, and my teacher said, large, Pamela, large. You do not use those kind of, you know, and I just wasn't thinking, you know.
Oh.
And what she taught me is you say it with respect and with couth. You know, there was this one psychic, I won't say who, she was very famous, who was very blunt. You know, oh, he's a jerk. Oh, she's, you know, I feel that the person missing is dead. You know, and would do it without any compassion. And I've learned, you know, you don't have to sugarcoat it, but you can be a little nice about the way, having some couth.
Oh, wow. Couth? What? Couth? What's that?
You have truth, my dear.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling. We are going to go to, ooh, gee whiz, such a busy, busy day. Area code 770, you are live on Reality Spirituality with Pamela and Rebecca. What's your first name? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm Ruby.
Hi, Ruby.
Hi.
I guess I was calling about personal health, and of course I like the musical, like Michael, the musical references. I was wondering what you saw for
okay.
me.
Okay. All right, and I'm going to be honest, I'm not the best when it comes to health because I worked many years online and I was not allowed to give out health information.
Sure.
But what I am getting is the song lyric, Hold Your Head Up. So what that means to me is be positive, you know, and also use your health and your intuition when it, excuse me, use your head and your intuition when it comes to health and what people say. But for some reason, I'm feeling like a lot of water around you, and water to me means cleansing, all right? So make sure, one, you're drinking a lot of water. I don't know, maybe a detox of some kind of cleansing on your body would be good. Steam, showers, it just feels like water would be cleansing. The other thing water also symbolizes is emotions. So if you're hanging on to any kind of emotional stuff, you know, any past issues, you need to clear that out. That will help restore you to balance, okay?
Oh.
And it, what's really cool is I heard chakras. So you might want to get Reiki or some kind of energy work to balance your chakras or investigate chakras. I'm also getting food. Food seems like it's really important to, you know, eat the diet that is right for you with your body. Because let's face it, we all have different dietetic needs.
Yes.
So as far as, let me see if I get a song for you, okay? This is really weird, but I'm hearing Ride, Captain, Ride on your mystery ship.
That was the Beatles too, wasn't it?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
It could be.
Yeah.
I get, you know, I'm a real Beatles freak, so I do get a lot of Beatles songs.
Hmm. Does that sound good for you, Ruby?
Yes, it does, and I know the song and like it.
Okay.
Okay. Good,
all
good,
right.
good. Well, thank you so much for listening, and listen again every Saturday, Sunday, Reality Spirituality. Thanks for calling. Keep listening, Ruby. Whew. Okay, we have a few more minutes here. We're going to go to area code 201. 201,
oh,
you are live. What's your first name?
Maria.
Maria.
Hi,
Maria.
Maria.
Welcome to Reality Spirituality.
Hi. I'm going through a rough patch, really, probably the last 10 years, and I just wanted to know if you see things improving.
Yeah, you know, this is really cool. First of all, I know 201, that's Jersey. So welcome,
yep.
Jersey girl.
Yay.
And the other thing is I saw, this is really cool the way I heard, is I saw a flower kind of popping up, and then I saw a human, a woman, going out of the ground and coming up, okay? So what that means to me is, you know, a growth spot, a spurt, but it's also lifting yourself up, okay? That feels like it's really important. And I heard positive people, okay? So what that means to me is surround yourself by positive people. And they're saying naysayers. So obviously there's some people around you, you know, who aren't always positive. So it feels like you need to go through that. And I'm also hearing the song, I'm Gonna Wash That Man Right Out of My Head, okay?
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, so if it's a man or whatever it's in that you're thinking about, you need to wash it out of your head. And I'm actually getting that when you wash your hair, okay, you know,
mm-hmm.
to visualize you washing that out, all right, and to watch your thoughts, okay? And this is really cool. I love this song. You can have magic. You can have anything that you desire. So I just feel like it's like shifting your attitudes, your thoughts, you know. And, you know, and I want to say, yes, we need to stay in the moment, but we also need to have some goals, of where we want to be. And I'm hearing a vision board, okay? So a vision board is where you would like to see your life be. So you can do that on, you know, a piece of paper, cutting out pieces of magazines, or write down goals, or Pinterest. Pinterest is a great place to do it. They have these secret boards. You could do it there. So
right.
That's what it just feels like. Things will get better. But again, I see you coming up from underneath the ground. So you really need to pull yourself out from where you are right now.
Okay. And can I ask you this? I've been doing some energy work for my health problem. Do you see that helping? And will that help me?
Definitely, because it's getting clear. It's getting clearer. I feel like that there is somebody else who can help you with that. All right, so you might want to get, you know, like a good healer. She feels like a woman. Does that make sense to you?
A woman?
A woman is what I'm getting. Yeah, I almost want to. She feels almost like a shaman, you know.
Okay.
She feels, yeah, a real good healer. Not to say she's a shaman or maybe she knows some shaman, but that's the feeling I'm getting around her.
Okay.
Mm. Okay. Yay. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jersey. Jersey in the house.
Yeah.
Yay, yay. Long Island, Ronkonkoma. Okay, we are going to, let's see. We have a couple more people I can get in. Are you with me, Pamela?
Sure, sure.
Okay. Area code 856. No, Ronkonkoma is Long Island, not Jersey, right? Area code 856. You are live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name?
Oh, Maria.
It's
whatever
you. Yes, you. Come on, honey. Come on. You're live. Showtime.
Whatever you can pick up. I'm easy today.
Okay. And what is your first name?
Rosemaria.
Rosemaria. Okay, it's really funny. I'm hearing I da 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 da. All right, and then I saw somebody making a pizza. I have no idea what that means. Okay, but what that actually, you know, what that means? Because you know how they take the dough and they kind of flip it up and stuff. So what that means to me is it feels like a creating period for you. Okay, that's what it feels like. So create your life, and if, you know, maybe do whatever feels right for your creative, and it's interesting that it's food, so if it's with food or whatever, that's going to make you happen. The I, is, to me, that's a kind of like a soothing song. It also reminds me of childhood, okay, because there was a cartoon that used to use that tune. So get with your child within and things that make you happy, okay? Focus on that. Focus on that is what I'm getting. But, you know, everything.
Like it. I like
yeah,
it. And our last caller of the day. Woo! She's, well, yes, our last caller of the hour. Area code 347. You made it. You are live. What is your first name?
Hi, my first name is Tanika.
Hi, Tanika.
Hi.
And do you have a question?
Yes, I just wanted to know what you guys see going on now for the future for me and Nick.
Okay, I feel like, you know, I feel like it's lifting up, okay? I'm sorry, I lost the song. Oh, your love is lifting me higher than I've ever been before, okay? And, you know, and I like I saw a cake. I'm not sure if it's a wedding cake, okay? But I feel like things are moving upwards. You know, things are getting good. They are saying one of the things you need to do is stay in the moment, okay, and don't, like I see you hanging on to him, don't weigh him down. Allow him to, you know, be himself, do his own thing, and just trust in the timing of the relationship, okay? If you kind of let go and allow it to happen, you know, you know, I'm hearing we're building up, we're building up, we're solid as a rock, you know?
Yes,
so it feels good.
Right now we're not in communication. Do you see him, they see him coming back to me?
Well, obviously, if, you know, if I see it lifting up higher, so yes. You know, if that's the information they're giving me, obviously he needs to come back for that to happen.
Right.
But again, I'm getting not to push him, allow it to happen at its own pace.
Children ever happen with us?
Honestly, I'm just getting to come back. You know, if you can always get me for a reading. It's Pamela, CUMMINS.com, because we are coming up to the end of the hour. So
yeah, and I was just going to say, Pamela, please share with everybody where they can find you and all your information.
Sure. And again, the Pamela, CUMMINS.com, that's my website. On Twitter, I am Rev Pamela. And you don't have to be on Twitter. You can just, you know, Rev Pamela. You can actually Google me. I'm all over the place. And the Love Channel show, Tuesday evenings, 8 p.m. Eastern, is where I do more educational. But on Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, I do give readings, but that is with True Psychic Network. I'm with the True Psychic Network group. They are my family. And Pamela Cummins, author on Facebook. So.
Yay. And all of that information is below the description of the show today. So all of her links are right there. So you can just, if you're, you know, you're on the page, the Blog Talk Radio page, you can go right down and click on any of her links. Well, Pamela, as usual, whew, what a great, great show. It's just such a, I love having you on. You have such a good, and my audience loves having you on. So that's two of us and your audience,
you.
Of course. Yeah, so thank you so much for being on live on Reality Spirituality. You are just, even though we've never met, I feel like I know you.
Exactly, exactly. And thank you for the honor of having me on your wonderful show because, you know, you make this such a good show. I mean, obviously a lot of people love you. You get a lot of callers and people just love you. So because you are the happiness lady.
Yes, happiness. Well, that is, and one of the reasons why, it is so important to me, this happiness. And I just want to share this really, really fast. You know, we talked about the driver and cutting him, you know, cutting you off and slamming on the brakes. In every moment, we're always making a choice. Is this going to create more happiness for me? Or is it going to subtract? Is it going to add to my happiness? Or is it going to subtract to my happiness? And reacting to anyone else is in a negative way or whatever it is, you know, I'm into adding to my happiness, honey. I'm into adding to happiness as opposed to doing things or behaving or having an attitude or saying or thinking things that are going to subtract. I'm just a happiness junkie. Addict, junkie, where it's the only thing that matters to me. And then the happier I am, the happier my relationships are, the happier my life is, the happier, more happy my moments are happier. I mean, how can you be happy with throat nodules? How can you be happy with health issues? How can you be happy when, you know, finances are challenges? Well, you can, people. You really, really can. So with that, I'm going to wind up the show. And that's all that we have today. Pamela, again, thank you so much for being a guest.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much. And everyone else, that's all the time we have for today's show. Reality Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like more information on the coaching programs I offer, you can go to RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington. TON.com, and go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality. Whew. Until next time, until next week, remember, audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. And remember, Abraham says, you cannot have a happy ending. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey, which is my favorite quote of all time. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. And this show, my mission, my agenda is about the journey, our everyday life journey. Until next week, you've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh. Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality. Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers,
reality,
baby.
Reality. Spirituality.
Good now.
Get real.